from KQED.
After years of buildup, the America's Cup sailing competition is officially underway on the San Francisco Bay. Yesterday was the opening ceremony, kicking off more than 2 months of racing. The event features very big, very expensive AC-72 boats, catamarans that can hit speeds of 45 miles per hour. Three boats will compete for the chance to unseat defending champion Oracle Team USA, owned by billionaire Larry Ellison. The event hasn't been without controversy. To give us some insight into it all, I spoke to Kimball Livingston, international sailor and blogger at Blue Planet Times. He says America's Cup is really unlike any other sports organization.
There's no commissioner of America's Cup yachting. There's really no overall control. It's a 19th century concept still alive in the 21st century. You win the America's Cup, your yacht club becomes a trustee with obligations to accept challengers who want to take it away.
And this year, the only ones who want to take it away and are in a position to do so, to be able to afford to do so, are three different teams, Artemis Racing from Sweden, Emirates Team New Zealand, and Luna Rossa from Italy as well. Now, the Swedish team is joining the competition late, perhaps as late as August, after one of their sailors died in a training run in May. So tell us about the design of these boats and whether or not they're safe.
The boats are safe enough. Every one of these boats is a prototype. None of these boats existed before as a type. After Oracle Racing won the Cup in 2010, in what I regarded as a rescue of the America's Cup from its situation, they had to decide what they wanted to do. And they've undertaken the biggest gamble I've ever seen in sports or can imagine. They've changed the boats, changed the racing rules, changed the race course, brought in a new form of television. Everything that they could imagine to transform this antiquated game into something that would work for the 21st century.
You know, looking ahead a little bit, you know, Ellison had envisioned ongoing competition with regular sponsors, with lots of TV coverage, and a bunch of teams competing, not unlike NASCAR or Formula One racing. Given the state of affairs now, what do you think the future of the competition will be?
A lot depends upon who wins. There are two real contenders this time. There's never been an America's Cup in which the outcome was more subject to the fortunes of war. That's because the boats are so volatile this time. You can capsize. It could just put you out for months. It could end your effort. So we have the fortunes of war. But most likely, the emerging challenger of the three who want to race for the America's Cup will be Team New Zealand. They're certainly the strongest as we begin this competition now. And whoever does win the Challenger Trials, July and August, emerges as the challenger for the America's Cup. Oracle automatically is a defender in September, starting September 7, best of 17, first to win 9. They're the only team with two teams and two boats on the water. They need that in order to be ready to defend beginning September 7. So when these two teams come together, they are deciding the future of the Cup. I don't think the Kiwis really know what they want to do until they've seen an America's Cup match in the boats we have now. The boats are prototypes. We didn't know it until the boats hit the water.
Well, you've suggested that you think New Zealand will be the challenger to Oracle Team USA in the America's Cup this year. Any predictions on a winner?
You really can't. You know, you haven't seen the two boats on the water in their racing form. Until they're out there and until they meet, you don't know. And that's what makes the beginning of the America's Cup a heart stopper. It's like waiting in that stadium for the kickoff of the Super Bowl.
Kimball Livingston, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Kimball Livingston blogs at blueplanettimes.com.